Jill Stanek will join us in just a moment. She is on the cutting edge of the whole Obama abortion controversy, which Obama would rather just goes away. He just doesn't want to go there. He stepped in it at the Rick Warren event over the weekend. His campaign, they admitted that he lied about his abortion vote. You heard us when we talked with Douglas Johnson from National Right to Life the other day, that there have been at least three, that's when we lost count, three contradictions from Obama since last Saturday in this story. And at the center of it, the beginning, this issue with Jill Stanek, who was working at Christ Hospital in the Chicago area back in 1999. She was a registered nurse in labor and delivery. And she discovered babies were being aborted alive and shelved to die in a soiled utility room. Jill Stanek joins us on our newsline. Jill, good to talk to you again.
Hi, Mark. Nice to hear your voice.
Since we saw you back a few years ago with our friend Jennifer O'Neill at a Right to Life event, and I remember you telling me this story, and it was at a time when Obama was running for U.S. Senate. It's not like you made this thing up yesterday to go and hit Obama and help McCain. That's not the issue at all, is it? Give us some of the background.
Sure. I was a registered nurse at Christ Hospital in Oak Lawn, Illinois, in the late 1990s, and worked in the labor and delivery department of the hospital for a year without knowing that abortion was going on all around me, but finally heard and report one night we were aborting a baby late term, and went on to find out that the method of the hospital, of abortion at the hospital used, sometimes resulted in babies being aborted alive, and if they were aborted alive, they were allowed to die without any medical intervention whatsoever. And the issue came home to me when one night a nursing coworker was taking a live aborted baby who had Down syndrome to our soiled utility room to die because his parents didn't want to hold him and she didn't have time to hold him that night. And when she told me what she was doing, I couldn't bear the thought of this suffering child dying alone, and so I cradled and rocked him for the 45 minutes that he lived. He had been aborted because he had Down syndrome. He was between 21 and 22 weeks. And needless to say, that was a life-changing event. The Illinois Attorney General determined that Christ Hospital was breaching no law. And so this is where Barack Obama comes into play. And you're right, all these years, this has been controversy enough. The whole born alive issue and hospitals aborting babies alive. And when this was first brought to bear in the Illinois Senate, and I spoke before Illinois Judiciary Committee, who knew who Barack Obama was?
Yeah. And this is back, because part of the thing that he's been saying and his campaign has been saying, Obama's been saying, well, listen, this isn't really the issue. We have a federal law. Well, the timeline doesn't work in his behalf, because you were invited by President Bush for his August 2002 signing of the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, and then you have the Partial Birth Abortion Act in 2003. Obama was there arguing against this in the legislature in April of 2002. In fact, here's some audio of Obama talking about this issue.
Essentially adding an additional doctor who then has to be called in an emergency situation to come in and make these assessments is really designed simply to burden the original decision of the woman and the physician to induce labor and perform an abortion.
So he's basically saying that two doctors trying to care for a baby who was being aborted but was born alive is just too cumbersome on the mom who's going through the abortion. I mean, the logic or lack thereof is just, it's bizarre.
Right, and so I think people have a hard time believing that what happened happened, and also his excuses, which are brand new, have never been presented before recently that, there was already existing law and whatnot. No. Back at the time that he disputed Born Alive, beginning in 2001, and he voted against it four times total over the course of 3 years, so this wasn't just a mistake, he argued that this would be found unconstitutional. He argued that very premature babies being given the same rights as nine-month-old born babies, by nine-month-old, I mean, born at 9 months, would be intrusionary on Roe v. Wade, and he thought found unconstitutional. In other words, in his mind, very young babies, some pre-viable, born or unborn, had the same ranking of non-personhood, and that was his argument back in the day.
Which leads to his performance at the Rick Warren event over the weekend. Some were saying, oh, he's giving a deep thought as he was hemming and hawing on this human rights. When does a fetus have human rights? When do you convey that? And he said it's above his pay grade, and it took him a while to get there. He did work in the word specificity, which I noticed that he and other politicians will do when they're not sure where to go. They'll pull out a big word, which sends a message that, well, you know, Bush could never say that, so give us some credibility. The fact is, this was nothing new to him. There has been an embracing of Roe v. Wade to the nth degree that even, it seems, in the case of the Born Alive Protection Act, is something that the so-called pro-choicers wouldn't agree with. I mean, he seems to be almost more militant on this issue. Do you have any understanding, any reasoning as to why that is? Because, you know, most people who might be pro-abortion people might look at the case you talked about, Jill Stanek, and say, you know, if you disagree, if you're not sure when life begins or when human rights for a fetus begin, then you don't just, in your wrestling with that, decide to kill it. I mean, that's what's so bizarre to me.
Well, I want to first go back and say that he did not, Rick Warren's question was not, when does a fetus have human rights? Rick Warren's question was, when does a baby get human rights? And Barack Obama couldn't even say at birth.
Mm-hmm.
Had he said that, that would have given Warren an opening to say, but you voted against Born Alive. So Barack Obama now is not even willing to say that at least when you're born, you get human rights.
Now, again, you've been talking about this for years, and it's now come into play because Obama stepped back into this issue. I'm sure he regrets even going there or answering the way that he did in this case with Rick Warren. And you have people saying, trying to deflect it, that it was McCain who somehow heard the questions and that it's surprising McCain would answer so quickly that life begins at conception. Again, you've had the story out there, Jill, and I understand you're getting some different wording out of the hospital now is claiming things were not exactly the same way. That's coincidence. That's a bizarre thing to happen this week, isn't it? Just because you're more public about this now?
Yeah, I've given my testimony under oath 9 times now on the federal level and on the state level. And if I was at all lying, misrepresenting the truth, Christ Hospital should have slammed me with a lawsuit. Libel, slander, misrepresentation, and they never have because they can't. Now that, you know, what are they going to say? You know, that they're not sure that this happened and that I'm not, you know, whatever. It doesn't detract from the fact that on the national level and on the state level,
mm-hmm.
the congressional committees who heard my testimony, and I wasn't alone, Allison Baker, another nurse at the hospital, also testified with me in Washington.
Right, it's on the record.
It's on the record. Found my testimony credible. So that's just another smokescreen. But you'd ask the question, what makes Barack Obama take this position? And I think he brags on his website that he strategized with Planned Parenthood to mm-hmm. overcome this bill. So I think it could be as basic as wanting to align himself with this special interest group that is core to the Democrat Party in order to get him elected. But there's another possibility, and that is that Christ Hospital is affiliated with the UCC, United Church of Christ, which is, Obama's
Reverend Wright
denomination. Trinity is located only 5 miles from Christ. Reverend Wright was on the board of Christ Hospital's parent company from 86 to 89.
Wow.
And when this issue went public, you know, between 2000 and 2002, there were two members of Christ Hospital's parent company board who were also, one was a ranking member at Trinity, a Reverend Dr. Jane Fissler Hoffman, and another, Ozzy Smith, who's still on the board, was a former associate pastor underneath of Wright at Trinity.
Well, now gets to the point I was getting at here. Why would this hospital suddenly start to trying to say that what you're saying, Jill Stanek, is not exactly what happened after you've been saying it publicly for years? It's been on the record. Suddenly now when the pressure's on because of this on Obama, who might be twisting arms wherever? And I'm thinking about David Ferdoso's book and his Wall Street Journal piece this week about how Obama played by Chicago rules. Now, you live in the Chicago area. I grew up back there. I know how that works in the old Daily Machine days. They still do it that way. I don't think there's anything coincidental about a hospital involved in this case now trying to put pressure on you.
Yeah, I hadn't mentioned yet that I originally wanted to keep this private, and I wrote of my experience to the Christ Hospital administrators in 1999, exactly what I outlined to you, my experience of holding that live aborted baby. And when I was called in for my department superiors, it wasn't to deny that these abortions were taking place. It was to say, we didn't think this procedure up. We're not going to stop. Their excuses to me were that they thought that this was the most compassionate way for the baby to be aborted because it allowed the baby not to be, you know, ground up or dismembered before abortion. And it was the most compassionate way as far as the parents were concerned because it allowed them to have closure and get to see their baby rather than, you know, have not see a mangled baby after the abortion. So the hospital has never denied that these abortions were taking place. In fact, in the Chicago Sun-Times, March 31st, 2001, a spokesman for the hospital said, yes, it's going on, and somewhere between 10 and 20% of these babies survive for a short time. So they acknowledged it. They acknowledge that the procedure is going on. Whether or not they acknowledge my particular experience is easy.
Yeah.
But as far as the procedure itself going on, they do not deny it.
Well, you've had no picnic with this because, as is on the record as well, August 2001, the hospital fired you for reasons related to you being outspoken about what was going on there. In a sense, I mean, basically whistleblowing, even though you tried to deal with that privately. Jill Stanek, who you can find online at jillstanek.com. That's S-T-A-N-E-K. And it is Stanek, not Stanek. I've heard people call you Stanek.
Sean.
Who should know better?
Who's going to correct him? But I guess Corsi corrected him last night.
It's about time for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
All right, Jill, good to talk to you. Stay in touch and appreciate the good work you're doing. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Mark.